Lawmakers at the state capitol say they're focused on going forward with the soon-to-be governor, David Paterson. He takes over during what's always a hectic time in Albany, with a budget due by the end of the month. Karen DeWitt has more from Albany.
Legislators, aides, lobbyists, and reporters huddled around TV screens all over the Capitol to listen to Governor Spitzer's announcement of resignation.
To every New Yorker and to all those who believed in what I tried to stand for, I sincerely apologize.
Lieutenant Governor David Paterson, who will become governor Monday, issued a statement saying he was saddened and that he considered Spitzer and his wife Silda close and steadfast friends. Paterson says as an elected official, Spitzer worked hard for New York, but the soon-to-be governor says now it's time to get back to work. State Senate Majority Leader Joe Bruno, who now under the state's constitution will be acting lieutenant governor, was frequently a target of Spitzer's wrath. Bruno, though, resisted any urge to gloat over the governor's reversal of fortune, saying he takes no pleasure in the tragedy that's occurred.
For the last several days, New York has faced a crisis unlike any other ever faced in the state's history. It's now time for us to move forward.
Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, a close ally of Spitzer's, says he did talk with the resigning governor several times and that it's a painful day for New York.
Now I think is the time to pray for the Spitzer family, for his parents, for his wife, for his children.
Paterson, age 50, will become the state's first African-American and first visually impaired governor. He is legally blind due to a childhood eye infection. He's known as a smart, affable politician and served 20 years as a state senator, part of that time as Democratic leader, before Spitzer chose him as his running mate in 2006. Paterson is intimately familiar with the inner workings of the legislature, and he has good connections with the current top legislative leaders. Senator Bruno, whose dealings with Spitzer were so strained that the two did not even speak for several months, says in contrast, his relationship with Paterson is excellent.
David has always been very open with me, very forthright. I have with him in the past, and since he's been lieutenant governor, we've been together any number of times, and I look forward to a positive, productive relationship.
Speaker Silver called Paterson the de facto governor and says he has high hopes for him.
I know David Paterson. He has the intellectual capacity. He has the ability, the humor, the charisma, and the personality to be one of the finest governors New York has ever had.
Though Paterson has people skills going for him, there is some concern that he might not be strong enough to face New York's very tough and sometimes very obstinate legislature. Senator Eric Schneiderman, a longtime colleague of Paterson's, says the soft-spoken, slightly built lieutenant governor is often not fully credited for his abilities.
When he became the Senate leader, I went through a lot of the same stuff. People are saying, oh, can he do it? Can he do it? Yes, he can do it. And people underestimate him at their peril.
Paterson will take over as the state faces major economic problems. There's a nearly $5 billion deficit, and the state budget is due in 2 weeks. While New York's government will likely be calmer now after the turmoil that Spitzer often caused in his wake, the trouble is far from over for the soon-to-be ex-governor. A statement from the federal prosecutor looking into Spitzer's years-long involvement with the prostitution ring says no deal has been struck with the governor. If he's charged, many of the crimes would be felonies and could lead to disbarment and even prison time. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
Many New Yorkers feel like they've seen it all, but yesterday was one for the history books, as it began to sink in that the governor had actually resigned from office in a swirl of salacious details. WNYC's Kathleen Horan went from Wall Street to 125th, asking people along the way what they thought about the news.
We're actually standing in the middle of an industry that was attacked by Elliot Spitzer down here in the financial district. And yes, there were some things that should not have been done in those industries, but it was the manner in which he went after people that left a bad taste in everybody's mouth. I think that's why this situation is that much more blown up, because you live your life a certain way. It's more of do what I say, not do as I do. We're not supposed to be doing that in government anymore.
This is a painting of Governor, ex-Governor Elliot Spitzer. I specialize in painting controversial Wall Street figures. I'm here in front of the New York Stock Exchange so that people can take magic markers and write whatever comments they want on the surface of the painting.
What did you write? that I thought this was outrageous, arrogant, stupefying behavior on his part, but we should still decriminalize prostitution.
I wish him well. He's part of the same species I am.
Which is?
Male Homo sapiens.
What do you know about our new governor, Mr. Patterson?
Only what I read in the newspapers. Apparently a very nice guy.
Do you have any advice for him?
Stay at home at night. I have to get in the subway. I'm sorry.
If he was paying for this out of his own pocket, then I would say, why does he have to resign? But if he was doing it with campaign funds that I don't know, then most definitely.
Did you vote for him?
No. I'm a Republican.
Ma'am, I'm talking to people about what happened with our governor today. Do you have any reaction?
I know him. And I know his wife. I know his family. I'm not going to discuss it.
Thank you.
I remember his ad, those images that kind of, like, you know, they came from the back and they would float forward, followed by another image, and there was this music that swelled up, and then I think the screen landed on Spitzer for governor. And it was moving and so emotionally charged, and it was fantastic. It was like, is this for real? Can we do this? And that energy, if that could be carried forth, you know, pick up the baton and just keep on running.
Good. He needs to resign.
What do you know about our new governor, Mr. Patterson?
I knew his dad. I don't know too much about him, but I knew his dad. And his dad was a very good politician.
What's your advice for Mr. Patterson?
Keep on keeping on.
That was Richard Plutzer, Jeffrey Raymond, Raina Rapp, Herbert Klein, Maureen Teitelbaum, David Altman, and Miriam Tate, speaking with WNYC's Kathleen Horan.